I don't know what I expected when I suggested we meet in Hawaii. We'd talked, of course, about what we'd do if we ever met in person. It was always hypothetical. Our conversations were full of, I would, and I wish. Until one afternoon, when I was complaining to you about the endless winter, while I scrolled through tropical vacation destinations on my phone. I jokingly said,
meet me in Hawaii, baby.
And you, surprisingly, said the most dangerous words I'd ever heard.
Why not?
Well, you know me with a plan. Within a week, I'd booked my flight and hotel. I sent you the details and said, no pressure, no expectations, but this is where I'll be. Come get me. Despite the lightness of my messages in the days leading up to the trip, the photos of me trying on bathing suits and lamenting my paleness, my heart was constantly in my throat. What if you didn't come? Oh God, what if you did come? Would you even like me? Would the real me be a disappointment? A less perfect version of the woman you'd dreamed about? Somehow, all of that anxiety dropped away the moment you knocked on my hotel room door. Bold as ever, I greeted you wearing nothing but the lei the hotel had given me upon arrival. If I couldn't be perfect, at least I could be naked. I think that's the logic I used. To be honest, my thoughts got a bit hazy at that moment. If I recall, I shoved you on the bed, fully clothed, and rode your thigh. Did I even give you a moment to blink? I still can't believe I said, nice to meet you. Just moments after coming, my teeth latched onto your shoulder, my hips grinding into your thigh. Did I shake your hand? I think I did. You must have thought it was cute because you laughed instead of running to catch the first flight off the island. God, I just wanted to take care of you. You were strong and solid and real. You tasted like home. I led you to the shower, teasing you with soapy hands and tits. I laid you back down on the bed, nothing but cool sheets, soft, damp skin, and us. I took you in my mouth. And finally, tasted the cock I'd been dreaming about. Watched the faces you made while I took what was, at last, really mine. Heard your pleading moans and praise as your cum spilled down my throat. We spent the rest of the afternoon luxuriating in each other. I took in your face, which I'd only seen in glimpses. I kissed and nipped my way along your jaw, relishing the little groans you made. We fell asleep in each other's arms, momentarily sated, knowing we had hours and days to explore each other. We awoke in the early evening to the phone ringing on the bedside table. I rolled over and sleepily answered,
hello? Oh, no, I don't think. Sure. give us 10 minutes.
I rolled back to you. Your smile was sleepy and your eyes questioning.
Baby,
I whispered.
Did you agree to a luau tonight? That was the front desk. There's a taxi here for us?
I shook with laughter in your arms as you told me about the chatty cab driver who took a liking to you on the drive from the airport. Somehow, you'd agreed to attend his neighborhood luau on the beach a few miles away. I couldn't blame you for forgetting. We'd been a little preoccupied. And I wasn't surprised. Everyone who meets you falls a little bit in love. The thought of getting out of bed was the last thing on my mind, but I was still living in the spirit of, why not? I pressed a warm, wet kiss to your mouth and bounced to the closet for the blue sundress I'd been saving just for you. You pulled on a fresh pair of linen pants and a soft white button down. I draped the purple lei around your neck before I grabbed your hand, pulling you out the door. The taxi driver, a smiling, tanned local, greeted you like an old friend. We slid into the cab, our hands finding each other's immediately. When we arrived, a short drive later at the beach, the sun was just starting to set, and torches were being lit around a bonfire. We were welcomed like old friends. We sat, chatting with other guests about their own travels, moaning over how good the food was. You and I, we slipped into the comfortable friendship that had always been at the heart of our connection. Someone pulled out a guitar and started singing Banana Pancakes. As the sun set further and the horizon melted into the night sky, I found myself sliding between your legs as you reclined on the beach blanket. I leaned my back into your chest, tilting my head onto your shoulder. A little current, a spark, ran down my back at every spot our bodies touched. You wrapped one arm around my waist and squeezed, pressing a kiss into my hair. I arched a little, turning my head so that I could catch your mouth with mine. As I slid my tongue along yours, I felt your cock twitch against my lower back. I smiled up at you. The warm light of the bonfire flickered over your face, mirroring the heat and hunger in your eyes. "Let's go for a walk," I whispered. The rest of the group was winding down and didn't pay much attention when we grabbed a beach blanket and strolled, hand in hand, towards the trees further down the beach. We turned into a cove, hidden from the rest of the beach, but it didn't matter much. It was night, and besides our little luau, no one else was around. The moon was full, giving us just enough light to see each other's bodies. You laid out the beach blanket and pulled me down with you. You rolled on top of me as I giggled, pulling your hips down, pressing me deeper into the soft sand. Your fingers slid under the strap of my pretty blue sundress, your mouth following it with kisses as you eased it off my shoulder. One, then the other. You gently tugged the dress down to reveal my nipples. You circled each one with your tongue, the night air catching and cooling my nipples until your warm, wet mouth pulled them in. First the right, then the left. I arched under your mouth, making those breathy little moans I know you love. You slid a hand up my thigh, finding nothing. Not a stitch in your way. "That's my girl," you laughed into my mouth. Your fingers found my pussy, wet as always, ready as always for you. You circled my clit gently at first, letting me writhe against your fingers until I was clutching at your hair, pulling your face into my chest. You slipped a finger inside me, just one, briefly, before a second finger joined, filling me deliciously. You stroked me, your thumb on my clit and your fingers pressing into me relentlessly. Your mouth at my ear, whispering, "That's it. Good girl. Come for me. Good girls get to come." I came on your hand, a flood of heat and wetness and desperate pleas. While I was still coming down, my pussy still clenching from the impact of the orgasm, you unzipped your pants, pulled my legs around you, and slid your hard cock inside me. My body has never felt more purpose-built than it did in that moment. My hips were meant to be a cradle for yours. My legs were meant to lock around your back. My hands were meant to hold your face. And my lips were meant to meet yours. You came pressing deep, thrusting your cum inside me. I pulled you down, holding you, taking all of your weight as I whispered into your ear, "We laid there, under the stars, whispering and laughing until we remembered that there was a bed back at the hotel. We dropped the beach blanket back at the fire, laughing at the smirks we garnered from the last few straggling guests. Our new friend called us a cab back to the hotel. My thighs were still sticky from your cum as we rode the elevator up. Your arms wrapped around me. Your shirt smelled like sun and smoke, and as I buried my face in your neck, I found the scent of you. Just you. We'd been together for less than a day, but you already owned me. Body, soul, and heart.